Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, from ITV, Prince William says that fatherhood has increased his desire to protect nature for future generations. William was joined by a film crew 2 years ago who recorded his search for ways to protect the natural world for the ITV documentary Prince William, A Planet for Us All, to be aired next month. William said he has always loved nature, but fatherhood has given him a new sense of purpose. The program charts his journey from being passionate about conservation to wanting to play a greater global leadership role on the environment. William said, "I've got George, Charlotte, and now Louis in my life. Your outlook does change. You want to hand over to the next generation the wildlife in a much better condition. I've always believed it's possible to give young people hope and belief that things can get fixed. I have the belief that if we all work together, we can make a difference." Well, perhaps William is getting more like his brother. Soon Wills will be hobnobbing with celebrities. From The Express, Prince William will be speaking for the first ever free TED Talk conference on October 10th. It's an event called Countdown, which will be fully open to the public and entirely dedicated to a conversation about climate change. Podcast host Rachel Bowie told listeners, "I'm so excited because there's also such an amazing lineup of speakers that the Duke of Cambridge joins. Al Gore, Chris Hemsworth, Don Cheadle, and Mark Ruffalo will be there, to name a few." And Tatler has made some changes to their Kate Middleton cover story from earlier in the year. Marie Claire reminds us of the details. The article alleged that Kate felt exhausted and trapped by her increased workload after the Sussexes stepped down. Kensington Palace said it contained a swath of inaccuracies and false misrepresentations. Per Marie Claire, several of the profile's most incendiary claims have been excised from the online edition, including descriptions of Kate as perilously thin, her mother Carol Middleton as a terrible snob, and her sister Pippa Middleton as too regal and try hard. A passage claiming Kate had once had a poster of William on her wall also has been removed, as has the allegation that Prince William was absolutely incandescent about Meghan and Harry stepping down as senior royals. An unnamed source at Tatler's publisher Condé Nast reportedly told the Mail on Sunday, "Tatler has a long-standing relationship with the royal family and wanted to end this amicably." Via The Express, Harry has sent a good luck message to fundraisers taking part in a 100-kilometre walking challenge. The Trail Walker Relay event is being organised in support of the Gurkha Welfare Trust and Oxfam. Harry, who served alongside the Gurkhas in Afghanistan and visited Nepal following the 2015 earthquake, urged participants to dig deep to complete the endurance feat. In a video on Twitter, Harry said, "Almost 5 years I travelled to Nepal to visit communities, meet families, and see firsthand how the country was rebuilding following the devastating 2015 earthquake. Buildings, temples, homes, and entire villages have been completely demolished. But it was clear that despite everything the Nepalese faced, their spirit and their resilience never weakened. There was a clear sense of care and compassion for each other. I want to thank you for signing up for this year's Trail Walker Relay. Doing this relay virtually is going to make it even more difficult than it already was, so you're going to need to dig deep, physically and emotionally, to get your team across those 100 kilometers." And running a relay almost every day, my thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.